Welcome to the latest edition of the Monty's Men podcast. I got my co-host here, Eddie, with me as always. Well, not always. You missed the last one like 16 days ago. Man, that's so long ago. Anyway, we're back better than ever. Don't know if we can say the same about our Sevilla squad. They've had a little bit of hiccups this past week and some draws, but man, not looking so good. We'll get into that. We're going to be talking about the Real Sociedad game that just ended. Also, going to recap the Champions League fixture from midweek against Salzburg. I don't say the RB part of that. Like, I'm not giving any team that has a sponsor like that. You're not going to get me FC. To say that. Screw that, guys.
They're FC now. They're FC now. We don't have to say it no more.
All right, good. We'll talk about what's coming up. Hit on the SAT. You know, Sevilla Atletico and the Sevilla women team. Just a lot of mediocrity for this team right now, I think, is kind of the gist. The game just ended. It was 0-0 tie in San Sebastian against Real Sociedad, who were missing some of their key players. No David Silva today, no Carlos Fernandez. I don't know who all else was missing from their squad, but quite a few players. And we just didn't show up, and we see this time and time again here in the first half. Lopetegui doesn't get the starting lineup right. He has to make halftime changes, and here we are again, just questioning what our purpose is in playing football. It just seems to be absorb all this pressure and then hopefully in the second half come out and get a point. And get lucky, Monty talks about luck and not having luck. But when you're giving up penalties and they're missing or you're saving it, a little bit of that is luck. So Sevilla has been really lucky this week. And Bono, man, he saved us today. literally saved us today. So anyway, Eddie, he did make some changes, look particularly to the lineup. He brought in Delaney, and he, put Jordan on the bench, and then he brought in the one we've been begging to start, Eric Lamela, that has looked to be the best player for Sevilla this year. He gets to start. Suso on the bench. Suso didn't even get in the game today. So, Eddie, man, walk us through what happened today.
We say changes, but he didn't really change much. I mean, personnel wise, yes, Lamela was the better choice over Suso for sure. But then still playing Rakitic at a number 10 position, which did exactly nothing for us offensively or defensively. He's not there to start off the transitions. He's not going to lead the press. He's not going to be quick to those loose balls, right? But taking advantage of our pressing opportunities when the opposition is in a tough spot. He's not going to be the one to do that for us. So I don't want to blame him too much for this, because similarly to Mulo Vasquez kind of playing out of position, this season Rakitic he should only be a pivot player. He has no business playing there. Even if we're playing 4-3-3, it wasn't even working. But I don't know. This has been a pathetic performance, this week. Lamela was our only threat in that first half. Anything remotely close of a chance being created, came through him. There was that shot he took on his right from outside the box, which was a decent, only decent attempt besides, Rakitic's volley, which came from from a play from Lamela on the right side. So he was the only one that was dangerous for us, and he got hooked at halftime. So the fact that Lopetegui has to rely on second half changes for a team of this caliber, like the squad depth that we have, we're not missing anybody, really. Olivet and Gudelli are not going to be primary players this season. So we're not really missing anybody important, and this is the product we come out with. And that's pathetic. I always try to give Lopetegui an out because he's a fairly experienced coach. So these decisions aren't, he's not doing them on purpose. I don't think he's purposely trying to be boring, but he's being overly cautious now. And that substitution at the end was like the final nail in the coffin. Like, why are you subbing out Papu Gomez for Rekic?
Yeah, that made zero sense to me. It actually infuriated me because you still had quality on the bench. You had Suso on the bench. You had Idrissi on the bench. That could have easily, you know, brought one of those two players in, moved Ocampos to the left, or kept him on the right, bring in Idrissi, and then move Oscar into that Papu position. So you've got people playing more of a natural position, what they're comfortable with. But you bring in Rekic, who, you know, it didn't hurt us, but at the same point, if you're going to have a title winning mentality, you have to go for it. And you can't be conservative. You know, if you have a two goal lead, be conservative, right? Bring in Rekic then and shut it down, but not when you're supposedly in a title race, and especially against a team that, you know, you've been dominating basically for the last 20 minutes prior to that sub. You said it prior to the show start here. You know, Sevilla was on the front foot and looking dangerous, and then you kind of slow it down by bringing in that sub. And then it almost cost you. I mean, Sociedad at the end had just several great chances and almost stole it from us at the end. So it almost bit him in the butt. And it goes back. I mean, you know, our friend Shindam on the forum, you know, he's kind of saying what I think a lot of us are feeling. He says, you know, Lopetegui is a coward coach, and that's what he's doing. He's acting out of his character, a coward. It's really what he said. So Shindam's really harsh, but there's some truth to that. I mean, you can't win a title by being cowardly. And I think we're all kind of feeling that. And your point about having to make halftime subs, you don't see that from title-winning teams, right? Like, you don't see wholesale changes, two or more subs at halftime or quickly after halftime, from teams that are title contenders. And I think there's a lot of worry right now on this team. Just can't seem to figure it out. A lot of that goes to how he's trying to make that midfield work. It's just way too defensive, way too defensive. There's no link up early on. You've got And Ezri trying to run around and make things happen, but he's just getting no service. He's getting no balls to him. The accuracy of our passing today was horrible early on. You saw that from the get-go with Bono, like, passing the ball out of bounds for a corner twice. Yeah, I mean, right out of the box. So, man, this team's got a lot more questions than they have answers right now, and I don't know. But we've got some more tests coming up. I mean, we've got Valencia coming up next Wednesday, I think. This week, and we'll see if they're legit or not. I mean, they play Real Madrid later today, so this is their real first chance of the season, and we'll see if they come up for it. So anyway, a lot of questions, disappointing. I mean, we looked much better in the second half once we finally got people into position, got some energy into the team from Oscar and Ocampos. So let's see, man. Anybody stand out for you today, like, other than Fernando? I mean, Fernando and Bono, I think, were outstanding. But other than that, maybe Lamella, but...
Yeah, to take it from user 1115 out of North Carolina, our man of the match should not have to be Bono. We're better than Sociedad, and it's pathetic that he has to save us every week. But no one really deserves any credit for that. Like, who? Like, there was, sure, we definitely improved in the second half, and it should have been easy for us from then forward. The only thing Sociedad does to us to make us worry is Isak, and he went off in the first half. I'm not too worried about Oyarzabal. He even missed a penalty for us. So there was nothing that Sociedad had to worry us. Yes, they've got young players. They have a very, you know, decent coach, that gets the best out of this team. he definitely needs to be applauded for that. But they had nothing for us today with that squad that we have. That's inexcusable. My only out that I have is that it's still September, whether we're playing phenomenally well or absolutely horrible. It's still only September, but the performances have to improve. Like that's no question. And it's early in the season when you're trying to do big things in this game, you have to take advantage of them. So it's really not looking good. It has to improve like next game. It should have improved yesterday, but right now it's just dire. So, I'm ready to move on from this because there's nothing like, and these desperate crosses that we keep putting in when there's only one player in the box being marked out by four defenders needs to stop. So, yeah, like some of those crosses aren't bad, but yeah, some of those crosses were nice, but we had more men in the box. Those are all right, but these, they're like cop outs. We're crossing the ball, and obviously, an NSC is not going to get to that. Like, come on.
Or like late in the game when Novice is going down the byline and he's got, you know, some tall players up in the box and he crosses it to their feet instead of trying to, you know, get some air under so they can attack it. So, just terrible, terrible run of play. One thing that we do need to bring up is, you know, this is, our fourth penalty in the last two first halves of football. Granted, the penalty today was very questionable, and it actually really irked me because it didn't affect the run of play at all. Like, you know, it to me, it should have not been called. I mean, did the ball hit his hand? Yes. Did it affect the run of play? No. The Sociedad defender attacker actually got the ball like from the position. It actually probably helped him, if anything. So, you know, to award a penalty for that just seems a little wrong. But anyway, with that said, we'll switch over to talk about the midweek Champions League game, which, oh my gosh, man, Sevilla saw three penalties called against them in the first half and one for them in the game as well before the first half. So four penalties in the first half of that game against Salzburg. The first one by Diego Carlos was right on the edge of the box. A foul, but was he in the box? It was questionable, but, you know, VAR and said yes. Novice with the, it's kind of a boneheaded decision to push a player that was running away from goal in the back and got a penalty called. And then Bono got a call against him, which was 100% legit, but there was really no reason for it as well. So we talked about luck from this game earlier today with, you know, Sociedad missing a penalty. Salzburg did us a favor and missed two of their three penalties. So Sevilla was able to stay in the game, but I don't recall a more frustrating half of football to watch from this side than that first half of Salzburg. What stood out for you, Eddie?
Diego Carlos said we're going to have another penalty fest, essentially. And these are all players that have made, in terms of players giving away the penalties, these are all players that have made mistakes in intense, important matches. Well, Navas in terms of his red card last season in the Champions League. But like it seems these big games are still an issue for us where we will be susceptible to these kind of boneheaded plays. And it's worrying. It's like, okay, you guys are still nervous in these tense moments. Even playing at home, it didn't even help. So, and we had our Gala 11 out there, essentially. But like we had our back four with Bono. We had Fernando in front of him. And it's like they've never played together before. It looks so disjointed. That Anyemi kid, 19 years old, I think, good on him. They just took advantage. And they're pressing the hell out of us and forcing those errors. But it didn't look like the Sevilla that we're used to, which was annoying. And then the mistakes, three penalties and a half. I mean, I'm glad it did happen because it just shows to us that we have to improve. We just have to improve. I mean, we got away with so much in the last two seasons that a lot of those decisions went against us in that one half. And I didn't really have a problem with any of those. Whatever you want to say about the referee, who, yes, he did lose control of the match as well, as the match went on, but we deserved all of that. Even the red card, you could say that Enes City was offside on the play, but he deserved a straight red for that dive alone. Like, I don't care. Don't do that, please.
Yeah, that was desperate. It was desperate. And you're right, man. Just a lot. It's kind of desperation. And I think that's kind of been Lopetegui's. You kind of said it, I think, in the forum today, right? You said something about that's kind of Lopetegui's strategy is to be solid or somewhat solid in the first half. And then, but it doesn't happen. And then he ends up being desperate in the second half. And that's kind of what this team is. If you could come up with a word for this team so far, it's desperation. And anyway, so we did get a penalty back in the first half, and you know, Enesri clipped, wasn't called. I mean, speaking of the ref, I mean, I don't know how he missed that one live, but VAR called him in. He took a look at it, saw that it was a penalty. Rakitic steps up, crushes it, as he's been known to do. Back in the game, but then, you know, right after halftime, and you know, Yen gets that red card, and we actually play a little better in the second half, even down a man, because we brought in Lamela and looked better, but nothing came of it, and we get lucky. I think if anything from this game, and you brought on it, you touched on it anyway, that we're home. We're also home in front of 26,000 fans for the first time in a long, long time. These fans that showed up, you know, they haven't seen this team play in over a year and a half, whatever it is, since they've been able to be all in the stadium there. And then you bring that kind of performance for them. I think it's almost disrespectful from the players to come out with that kind of performance, knowing your fans want to see you play and perform well. But anyway, that's just my little rant there on where we were. I lost my train of thought there, but here we are, not looking good. We save it, but yeah, what I was going to say is, you know, the one thing that came out of this game that I think that the team can use moving forward is we can't take this group for granted, right? You look at the teams that we're playing against, and you're like, "Yeah, we should win that group easily." Well, maybe not. Not if you play like this. So, hopefully, that's a wake up call that you've got to perform better. This is the Champions League. None of these teams are slouches. They're going to come, and they know you're the top dog in the group. They're going to come and try to take you out. You've got an X on your back. They know your quality. They know your record in the Europa League and how you did in the Champions League next year, they're going to come for you. So take this thing seriously. And whew, man, we got a lot of things to figure out. So anyway, any more on a Champions League match?
Absolutely not. Everything is forgiven. If you get the 3 points in Austria, that's fine. It's just a swap there, but you can't be showing that in the Champions League. You're just making more of a case that this is a Europa League group. That was just pathetic.
Yeah. So we mentioned Donut. You know, we got Valencia coming up midweek. They're looking great so far. You know, not playing the best teams, but, you know, 10 points out of 12 for Valencia. You know, we've got, 8 points out of 4 now? So
yeah, I mean, well, we haven't lost. That's a Lopetegui trade. You know, we don't concede defeat so easily. But yeah, things have to improve overall. I understand managing 90 minutes. We do have 5 substitutions, which I think might be here to stay. So managing 90 minutes, I can understand. But make sure the initial plan works, or give us a plan that's going to work for us. I mean, it feels like he didn't give us a chance to win there in the first half. But we got Valencia next. He has a good record against Bordalas. So just show us. Simply show us. This will be a difficult team. It's Valencia that's on a high. I mean, we'll see what happens in the result against Real Madrid. But they've been playing decent. And I think, I feel like this is them going back to their Marcelino days. And they were a solid team and holding on to fourth place. So that this is a team that doesn't have Europe. So this will be a team to look out for this season. And it will be a good early test for us. I agree. Other than that, in Sevillismo, it's still, as you said, mediocre. Sevilla Atletico still looking for a win. I did not wake up for that 6 a.m. kickoff. That was a lunchtime kickoff in Spain. But they lost 3-1 at home to Alcoyano. And they sit bottom of the table.
1 point out of 12. 1 point out of 12 for this team.
Out of possible 12, yeah.
That's not good.
It's still early doors. I mean, they didn't get relegated last season. But it's been a revamped league in the Spanish football pyramid. But I'm not too worried yet. There are some decent gems in that squad. We just hope that the coach brings it all together. I know there's some murmurs there about what he's doing right now, but it's only 4 games played. Same with us in the senior team. As for the women, it was their turn to on international duties. So there are no women, Sevilla women match this week. But so far, they are still winless in the league. Just 2 matches played so far. And those 2 were against Eibar, which they lost 3-2. Fairly close match. And then unfortunately scoreless in the game that followed at home to Levante. So just a 1 point for the women as well. Just 2 games played in the league. So there's really not much to see there.
Still early, so, yeah. They got Sociedad coming up on the 26th of September too. So,
yes, perhaps they could, perhaps they could show us how it's done away to Real Sociedad, and that should be next week, next week Sunday. But besides that, I mean, we need something from Sevilla. I know Sevilla C1, but I mean that's really desperate. That's really desperate, if you ask me.
I agree, my friend. Lots of questions for this team. I hope we have some better discussions next week as we, you know, talk about the Valencia match. And who do we have right after that? It's Espanyol. Yeah, we have 2 home matches back to back with Valencia. Coming in Wednesday, September 22nd, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. That'd be 7:30 p.m. Sevilla time. And then Saturday, September 25th, we play at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time against Espanyol. And then the following Wednesday is our next Champions League match as we travel to Germany and take on Wolfsburg. So some, you know, very tight fixtures coming up, a lot of games, and a lot of opportunities for Lopetegui to figure this out. Hopefully he does it sooner than later. We're going to start hearing some rumblings, I think, even though the guy hasn't lost this year. It's not pleasing to the eye, this football. So, man, anything else before we head out and enjoy the rest of our weekend?
Yeah, make whatever is left of it. I know. I mean, I'm just gonna try to get this taste out of my mouth. There's some better games elsewhere in Europe, even in La Liga itself. But I guess we'll be asking this question all season: Is Lopetegui really that coach to bring us to the promised land, or is he simply a coach that's here for the rebuild? If it's just for a rebuild, you know, get a team back on its feet, but not really to reach its maximum potential and have to find someone else. That's still left to see, but so far I don't see any evidence that he is.
Yeah, I have to agree. And it's pretty concerning, and it's going to be some hard decisions for Monty coming up. If it becomes apparent that is not the case. So just, you know, too early to tell right now. Still a lot of faith in this team. I mean, the quality's there.
Yes.
We just need some players in form and starting to bang in some goals, and all will be right. We'll see what happens. I'm excited to watch the Valencia match later just to kind of judge where they are and their quality. And anyway, until next week, probably not recording after the game Wednesday just because it's midweek work schedules, all that stuff. If we can, we will. If not, we'll definitely chat with you Saturday after the Espanol match. So until then, guys, thanks everyone for continuing to listen and all the chatting on the forum. Keep it up. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Vamos, mi Sevilla.
Vamos, campeón.